It's the 15th of April. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedfordshire News in 100 seconds. The announcement of a new Universal theme park and resort set to open in 2031 has caused interest and curiosity in Bedford Borough to rise. Rightmove has reported a noticeable increase in people exploring property options in the area, along with Kirkby Diamond welcoming the potential commercial business upside in just the last week. The project, when completed, will be the first of its kind in Europe and is expected to become a major tourist destination. The development is anticipated to bring significant economic growth and employment opportunities with subsequent improvements in infrastructure and transport links. The new demand is expected to have a positive impact on property prices but will negatively affect those in private rental accommodation. Bedford Borough Council has completed a footpath refurbishment programme across multiple parks to improve accessibility and safety. Jubilee Park, Priory Country Park and Bedford Park were among the recipients receiving upgrades funded by the UK Shared Prosperity Fund. The Council plans to continue investing in public green spaces to benefit borough communities long term. An inquest has found that a man who was discovered unresponsive in an office chair by the roadside in Bedford died from a mixture of heroin, synthetic opioids and alcohol. Police initially treated the death of the 33-year-old Alex Porter-Harris, who was found on Cathy Road, as unexplained. The coroner noted a history of substance misuse and an underlying heart condition as contributing factors to his death last summer. His parents had repeatedly tried to help him access support, but he unfortunately disengaged from all social and medical interventions. Real Bedford Football Club chairman Peter McCormack celebrated a double promotion over the weekend with both the men's and women's teams. The women's team dominated London Seaward with an 11-1 win. The men's team, in a game watched by Cameron and Tyler Winklevoss, won the Division 1 Central title with a 1-0 victory over Kings Langley. The twin brothers, who are also co-owners, have invested about £3.6 million in the club. That's your Bedfordshire News in 100 seconds.
Working from home has its advantages and disadvantages. Those same four walls, not to mention your co-workers. Familiar. Provident House in Harper Street, Bedford has everything you need to run your business away from home. It's friendly, fun, quirky, inspiring and creative with meeting rooms, hot desks, serviced offices, virtual mailboxes, free Wi-Fi and tea and coffee on tap. The only downside is explaining to your co-worker why you're leaving. To see what you're missing, visit www.provident.house.